Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection brings to you diverse perspectives and viewpoints from community leaders across West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue. Gilda's Club Grand Rapids is well known in West Michigan for providing free emotional health care to folks battling cancer or those grieving the death of a loved one. But when it comes to spring in West Michigan, Gilda's Club is best known for making people laugh. On our show today is Zach Behrens, event and festival manager for Gilda's Club Laugh Fest. Welcome, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for coming on our show today and telling us a little bit about Laugh Fest. I guess to start us off, one, for those who aren't familiar with Gilda's Club, could you give us a quick rundown of that organization and the work there, but then also tell us about Laugh Fest and what it is and why it comes to Grand Rapids each spring.
Yeah, absolutely. So Gilda's Club of Grand Rapids is a, as you mentioned, free emotional health support community. We offer services for anyone navigating a cancer journey or anyone grieving the death of a loved one due to any cause, not just cancer. And Gilda's Laugh Fest is born out of our namesake, Gilda Radner, who was one of the first cast members on SNL, who tragically died of ovarian cancer. And so Gilda's Laugh Fest is a celebration of all things laughter. We don't really call ourselves a comedy festival. We're a festival of laughter. Because we offer something for everyone. You know, we say not everybody laughs at the same thing, but everybody laughs. And so we've got diverse programming for kids, for adults, for teenagers. We've got the clean comedy showcase all the way to the dirty show. So we try to provide a little bit of something for everyone.
And part of that is this Laugh RX series. What is that?
Yeah, so the Laughter RX series is where we intentionally merge our programming to address the intersection of humor and emotional health. We know that from many, many, many studies, there are innumerable benefits of laughter and of humor. And so we've got some programming. We have our Cancer Survivors Showcase happening at Midtown on the 6th.
What does that entail?
Yeah, so that's going to be a showcase of five comics who have all navigated or are navigating a cancer journey. So they kind of, you know, take their cancer and poke fun at it, which is right up what Gilda did, her entire time, too. So and then we also have our Laughter RX Symposium, which will provide continuing education credits to nurses, social workers, and first responders. And that'll be a 3-hour, 3CE symposium with some well-known comics who will directly address that intersection of humor and health.
You also said that there is a whole range of programs in the program for Laugh Fest. Some are paid, some are free. Could you highlight some of what's upcoming? What are you excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm really excited on Saturday morning of the festival, on the 9th, at Gilda's Club Grand Rapids. We have what we're calling kind of our family day, which is kids joke time, which is when kids get to kind of take the stage and be the stand-up comic that they want to be, followed by Drums for All with Josh Dunnigan, and then family improv. So, you know, families can come on down. It's completely free and kind of make a morning and an afternoon of it. But then, you know, we do have a bunch of paid programming. We have our Clean Comedy Showcase, which happens at the Bob. And then we're also trying something new this year called the Anything Goes Showcase, which is also at the Bob. But it'll be the same comics as the Clean Comedy Showcase, but they'll be allowed to do a little bit of whatever they want. So it may be clean, it may be dirty, it's, you know, anything goes.
So are all of these comedians local? Are they national? Where are these comedians coming from?
They're coming from everywhere. So we have a plethora of local comics who come and perform during the festival. But then we also bring in folks from all over the world. We've got Piff the Magic Dragon coming to Fountain Street Church. He is most well known from America's Got Talent. He also has a standing show in Las Vegas. So he'll be joining us from Vegas. But then we also have Dimitri Martin, who I believe is living in New York these days. And, you know, we've got some, you know, some folks coming from all over the place.
That's wonderful. And I heard that there's a day coming up here pretty soon where people can get tickets and not have to pay the processing fees.
That is correct. Yes. So we're going to have a pop-up shop at Gilda's Club Grand Rapids on Bridge Street, 1806 Bridge Street, where folks can come in and purchase their tickets without a fee. And that's going to be on March 2nd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And while folks are there, they can also pick up some of the great merch that Laugh Fest has always had.
It's also my understanding that Laugh Fest doesn't just happen here in Grand Rapids, but it spreads throughout West Michigan.
That's correct. So we've got Kids Joke Time out in Holland. We've got Drums for All and Tammy Pescatelli out in Lowell. And then we also have some shows down at Gun Lake Casino. Gun Lake Casino is our presenting sponsor. We're so happy to have them back this year. Couldn't do it without them. And we're really excited for the two shows that are going to be down there too.
This must be a huge undertaking. How many years has Gilda's Club been putting on Laugh Fest here in Grand Rapids?
Yeah, so this will be number 14.
Wow.
Which is pretty great. Folks may remember in 2020, we were halfway through the festival when unfortunately pesky thing called COVID-19 popped up.
I heard of it.
And we had to shut down. But we were able to pivot, and that following year, we were even able to do a fully virtual festival. So we've been continuously running Laugh Fest in March. You know, March can be not so bright here in West Michigan, as we all know. And we like to think that the yellow and the humor and the laughter of Laugh Fest really helps folks kind of bridge that gap until we can get to spring.
Are there any comedians that maybe aren't here this year, but have come in previous years that were some of your favorites?
Oh, geez. It's so hard to say because
it's
we've
like
had so
child.
Many different folks here. I mean, you know, we had Amy Schumer playing some free shows way back in the day before she kind of exploded. We had Tiffany Haddish right when she was kind of exploding. But we've also had, you know, Bo Burnham and Bert Kreischer. And there's just been so many great comics throughout the ages. You know, folks will remember Trevor Noah as part of our signature event a few years ago, all the way to Betty White, who was here at the very first year of Laugh Fest. So, you know, we like to think that we helped kind of establish the rich comedy tradition that is continuing in West Michigan.
Yeah. So if you want to say that you were on the bandwagon of some of these comedians before everyone else, maybe Laugh Fest is a good place to check out those comedians.
Absolutely.
And then you can say you knew them before everyone else did.
You got it. See them here first.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Nate Bargatze.
Yeah.
Who also came.
Who was at Vandermill a few years ago, and now he's playing new arenas. It's nuts.
Netflix specials.
So, you know, it's so great. And I would also like to say that, you know, we could not do Laugh Fest without our volunteers.
Yeah.
And so if folks are interested in coming out and helping, they can go to laughfestgr.org and they can find all the information on how to volunteer, come out, have some fun, and you know, do stuff for a good cause.
What's the need for that? I know volunteers across the board, it's been down for nonprofits and for folks who need volunteers. How many are you looking for at this point?
Yeah, we could always use more.
Yeah,
so, you know, everything from transportation, where you get to, you know, kind of get in the logistics of stuff and, you know, maybe drive some artists, all the way to scanning tickets or helping people find their seats. We could use anyone. I believe this year we have somewhere around 400, 500 slots for volunteers. So it really does take an army to put on this event, and we're so thankful for volunteers.
And I'm realizing now, I don't think we've said the dates yet of Laugh Fest.
How could we forget? Yes, March 6th through 10. Folks, get ready. It's going to be so much fun. You know, we've got some great programming on all 5 days of the festival, and folks can find more information and buy your tickets at laughfestgr.org.
Yeah, you can find up and coming comedians there, or the ones that are already up and coming to Grand Rapids.
You got it. Dimitri Martin, Piff the Magic Dragon, Josh Johnson, Tammy Pescatelli. I mean, it's just going to be so much fun.
And if folks are listening to this now and they're like, man, I'm out of town that week, can't go, can't volunteer, but I want to support the cause, is there a place where they can go to donate?
Absolutely. So again, laughfestgr.org. Look on that page. There's a bright yellow button, says donate. Go ahead and click on that. And, you know, just know that whether you're buying a ticket or you're donating, 100% of the proceeds of this festival go directly back to Gilda's Club Grand Rapids. So not only can you have a good time, but you can know that you are helping to support a great organization here in West Michigan.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Zach. Thank you for coming on our show and telling us all about Laugh Fest and giving us something to look forward to once it gets cloudy next month.
You got it. Thanks so much for having me.
Perfect. Well, you've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week. Same place, same time, on WYCE 88.1 FM.